That sound means it's time for date night. We are joined in the studio on this lovely Black Friday by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up on this very important American holiday.
Just wanted you to know that I have had the last couple days off, and this is an offense.
And what?
This is an offense. You know, I want to be in my bed.
How is... Oh,
curled up in the blanket.
I mean, you can go back to bed if you want to.
And that is date night.
And we recommend date night activities for couples who want to do romantic things out there in the community, like go back to bed.
I mean, is there anything more romantic
that
than leaving
true.
Your partner at work and then one going to bed and two having a grudge for I can't believe you brought me in for a minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, you love it. It's fine.
It's all right.
It's more than 15 seconds.
I said a minute 15.
It's more than a minute 15 seconds.
I mean,
seconds.
You're dragging this out to 2 minutes.
I mean, we do have a time crunch here because, you know, we got a busy hour.
Oh, but... I know. Yeah. A whole bunch of Black Friday news we got to cover.
So today is Black Friday. It is the busiest shopping day of the year. It is also, now that Thanksgiving is past and
yes.
Halloween is past,
distant memories,
the official start of the Christmas holiday season.
That is what they say, yeah.
Even though there are so many different unofficial starts to the Christmas holiday
Name
season.
Two.
Several. So Labor Day, which is when the stores that really jump the gun start putting out their Christmas products. And Veterans Day, which is weirdly the day that University Place invariably always puts up their Christmas decorations, except this year when, A, they did it on, I think, November 8th instead of the 11th. For the first time ever, they didn't do it on the 11th, which just threw me for a loop the whole week. And B, because while University Place is not, in fact, a dead mall, as some people say it is.
All the time on Facebook, right?
It's actually quite thriving and vibrant. It's only thriving and vibrant on the outside.
Right.
Like all of the external businesses, like Silver Spot, all the restaurants, us, Aveda, Planet Fitness, like all of these external businesses are doing great. It's just the inside that's gutted. But what that means is if you're putting up decorations on the inside, there's like one tree over there,
right.
And that's pretty much it. So they put that up on November 8th. So November 8th is your other unofficial start to the holiday season. But for realsies, now it's here. Like, there's no denying it. Christmas season is upon us.
I'm real excited because... like, my favorite date nights where we don't actually talk about,
Absolutely
like, what we're
not.
Segging into. And I desperately want to talk about, like, I know exactly, like, which Facebook post you're talking about, like, with regards to you, Mom.
Oh, it's not even a particular Facebook post. Like, it's just people in general who say, oh, you, Mom, it's a dead mall. Like, no, it's not. It's a perfectly fine,
it's
thriving,
a lovely
successful mall. Just not on the inside. Don't go on the inside because that hallway is empty. Stay on the outside.
Yeah.
That's where everything's cool.
But date night. It's not sponsored by UMall or University Place. University Place, if you'd like to sponsor date night, reach out to our friend Kenny at
Chapelboro. Or, you know, anyone who's listening who wants to sponsor date night, reach out to Kenny.
Yeah.
They would love to talk to you. But we are not here to talk about sponsorships. We are here to talk about the holidays. So
we are.
Holiday season is upon us. We got 2 minutes left in date night. What is a romantic date that a couple can go on that is seasonal, that's like holiday specific, winter specific, kind of time bound that you can only do it at this particular time of the year?
I've got it. And thank heavens I've got 2 minutes. I had four things that I pulled out just in case. It's time bound, but it's also calendar bound. My buddy Andrew was talking about going ice skating at Red Hat. Like, outdoor ice skating is only available, like, now to Christmas, I'm going to say. Might extend into winter, but why would you do that? Take a slice of New York, bring it down here, and go ice skate. It's also time-bound because I'm exactly old enough now that when someone invites me to go ice skating on a double date, I'm like,
This is the first I'm hearing about this. Are you now inviting me on the air to go ice skating with you on a double date with Andrew and Caitlin?
Will you take me to urgent care when I blow my knee out? Because if so, yes.
All right, we'll talk.
All right.
All right, I will see your ice skating and bring you inside because it's getting chilly enough that you want to do things inside as well. On Monday, December 5th, there's a couple of really cool, like, Christmas and holiday and end of the year music shows that happen around the area every single year. Monday, December 5th, The Cradle in Carrboro is doing the Lynn Blakey Christmas show. Okay. So Lynn Blakey, great local artist. She's got a whole bunch of special guests who are going to be out there. Dave Hartman from Southern Culture on the Skids is playing. Danny Gotham, who's the mayor of Southern Village, is playing. FJ Ventry, who is just involved in every project. Ecky Hines, like a whole bunch of great artists are going to be at the Cradle, Cat's Cradle, on Monday, December 5th for a special Christmas show. Secret Monkey Weekend is opening. They're fantastic, like a family band. And that's a really cool Christmas show, and it could be like a romantic night out. Go to Carrboro, have dinner, go to the Christmas show with Lynn Blakey. It's super fun.
We should do this because as you started describing it, I heard Phil Hartman at the very top.
Dave Hartman.
And when I got back, I'm like, oh, yeah, that was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.